Hey everybody, it's Jessie May. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm here and barely alive. I just got back from the Innings Festival that went down in Tempe, Arizona. I had fun. I smoked weed. I had some drinks with my girl Sarah. And on our ride back, I decided, hey, why not just sit down together and recollect. Words are gone. I can't speak anymore because of what happened over this weekend. I just figured her and I would sit down and tell you guys what went down. So coming up next in the Sharp Tongue Podcast, you're going to be listening to me and my neighbor Sarah. We're alive.
Great.
How do you feel?
A little bit raspy. I don't think it's from partying, though. I think it's from all the dust.
I know, we're so lame. Honestly, Arizona is so fucking dry.
So dry.
Like, right when we got there, it felt like, are we, you know, is it meth? Is it, like, what got into our body? Is it syphilis?
Hopefully not.
What's drying us out so bad?
I don't know.
I mean, the desert air is like, what the fuck are they, what is, it's so, there's nothing there.
No.
It must be super magical.
I haven't felt it.
So it's in the rocks, Sarah.
I don't have any yet. That's the problem. I should have got some rocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, the festival was, we were saying this, it was so chill.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the music totally dictate.
What was that? Is that a dance?
It dictates the crowd.
But there were different types of music. It wasn't all the same type of music either,
That's
though.
That's true.
But it was still all chill.
And we, like, I mean, we made a mad dash on Friday. Got the hell out of L.A.
You know what? Even though our eyes were swollen the entire time, we made friends with everyone.
We really did.
Security guards. Go-kart drivers.
Shout out to Terrell.
Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
Who found Rachel.
Because we are... First of all, thank you to Sarah, who worked.
Not me.
Not you. I mean, thank you to you, because you put up with me all weekend. Carlin, go lay down. Mommy is working. Go lay down in your bed. See, we have three dogs. It's like having one kid. Go lay down. Carlin,
no.
Go.
Nobody.
He wants to come over and be a part of the party. Go lay down in your bed. Go. Go. Get your bone. Get in that. You better lay down and stay there. Stay. Carlin. See, now this is how long it normally it takes me one time to tell him. But when I come back from a weekend where he's wag-walked, he gets spoiled. You better stay right there, sucker. I swear to God. I'm going to come over there and shut it down. We didn't know what our wristbands were going to be like.
Mm-mm.
We didn't know what the hell. We still have ours on.
Is there still cutting off blood circulation in your hand?
Yeah.
Are your fingers going white yet?
So that's who we want to say thank you to, Sarah, of the Innings Festival. We had such an amazing time. But we got there and no one fucking knew.
We have artist guest passes, but no one, including the people that gave us our pass, knew what we could do with them.
And on Friday night, we got there late. Yeah. It was like the festival's almost over.
We went to so many places asking... So we were told to come over here, and they were like, we have no idea what you're
talking
about.
We were just trying to get some free beer.
We were just trying to get free beer, which probably cost $3.
Honestly, no, those beers were like $10 beers.
Right. But in real life,
honestly, like, but, you know, we're just trying to be, we're on a budget.
We're on a budget.
You know, we're chasing the dream, but ain't it wrong with trying to be on a budget while you're doing it.
Save some money.
And if you got these passes.
Utilize them. But we no one could help us.
VIP didn't work out in VIP. She told us to spend our money.
She told us. So
Michelle.
The thing with these... Michelle.
Hey, calm down. Carlin.
She was sneaky. She seemed like she's going to help us out, but really.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about these passes is that I've never seen this before. You can load money onto your wristband.
You said load.
You can load.
You have such a good voice.
Money. It doesn't usually sound this good. It's just because it's full of dust.
Full of dust. I feel like that's like a Fleetwood Mac album.
So the thing is, if I ever do any voiceovers, I need to just go take a trip to the desert.
Oh, my God. It really is dusty.
So dusty.
That's why allergies are so bad, because there's dust in the air.
I guess.
How many windstorms do we see? So those, like,
we thought there were tornadoes or fires. We automatically assumed the worst.
I kept calling them devil's dicks.
I think it's appropriate, though.
I do, too.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that chick was telling us to put money on this pass.
Well, yeah, you can put money on your wristband, and then you just swipe your wristband.
Your wrist.
Wristband. That's what happens when you drink too much. Your wrist becomes your wrist.
Your wristband.
Oh, also, kids were allowed.
What the fuck?
So.
I didn't understand that. Like, there were women with... just newborn
babies
breastfeeding, and this is like a music festival. Even though the music's chill, yo, if you can't get a babysitter, maybe you shouldn't have had a baby.
Yeah,
you can't just bring your kid everywhere
at a music festival. The thing is these newborn babies had headphones on to protect their ears. Do you know what kind of music is playing here? Like, we're not at a racetrack.
No.
Like, no, you're only there for a couple hours. You're not there for 3 days straight.
What
like
about that couple in VIP who had their whole they had
a blanket on
what
the
do
ground.
They call those, like, those pop up cribs.
It was a crib.
Yeah, they had
with
a whole,
toys.
They had toys, a whole blanket on the ground with kids' toys, and they're just this is
toddler.
Hey, Chance and Bethany, this isn't your fucking living room.
No, Chance and Bethany.
But I mean, you love kids.
Yeah,
and even you were like, this is ridiculous.
So the best part about the kid thing was. We were at a photo booth op.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This lady walks up with her baby passed the F out. Like
kid
in the front, you know, those front harnesses.
Bjorn.
Bjorn. Front harness with the baby. I mean, the baby's like head is back. The arms are just, you know, hanging. She looked exhausted. I look at the mom and go, I think your baby's drunk.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I was laughing.
I mean, I'm not a comedian, but I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and just
she
and
walked,
turned
she got right. Pissed.
I was like, I thought it was pretty funny.
She threw shade
you
at you.
You can't take a joke then.
You're going to be mad at me.
Good luck in the teenage years.
Yeah, have fun when your kid hates you because he's deaf because you brought him to concerts when he was 2 years old. Also, it wasn't even like it was like a 14-year-old kid in a Bjorn.
It was a big kid.
It was a giant kid, and he looked dead, and we were like, oh, your kid's
drunk.
And she just, like, rolled her eyes at us and walked away.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You have your kid at a festival. You're going to be mad about drunk jokes, lady?
We weren't even drunk yet.
No, she probably conceived him at a festival.
Mm.
His name is probably Festival. You know, like one of those fucking stupid yep. names. But then the lady who took our photo was telling us about that guy yeah. who was flipping his kid around.
Like newborn baby. Balancing him by the feet and literally flipping him over. And she said that she could clearly tell the parents were both drunk. And she was like, oh, what do I say? And she was freaking out. And
that's why we need like a screening process for people who want to procreate.
Yeah.
Like there should be some sort of zapping system
mm-hmm.
where you can kind of zap them in the neck.
And with turn like, back on.
Yeah. And just taser them and make them so that they can't have babies. Make them infertile.
Yeah.
If you do something stupid in your life.
Yeah.
Then you should not be able to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was holding them. He said, the lady said he was holding him on his hands.
Yeah. Like the feet on the balancing thing.
It's
but,
not.
But it's a newborn. Its head isn't yeah. even hard yet. It's still soft and squishy.
It's not a Jack Russell Terrier.
No. Even then, he'd be like, wait, yeah. the puppy.
I'd be more concerned about the dog than the kid.
Yeah, that's pretty sad, but that's probably true. Actually, dogs weren't allowed.
No dogs
but
allowed.
But baby, you know what? We saw one dog there, and I'm pretty sure every single person
dog.
At the festival was all over that dog.
Yeah, they were. It yeah. was the festival
service dog.
Yeah, which, you know, you and I, we can't listen. Oh, and shout out to Tammy and Rick Bronson
yeah.
for housing us in yeah. their lovely casita.
Mm-hmm.
Their guest house.
Yeah, they were wonderful.
In Scottsdale. And there was a pool of three dogs. I mean, it was like we were back at home.
Mm-hmm. It was.
We got to hang out, shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Rick and I were talking biz, yeah. waking and baking.
I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
But I enjoyed being around.
Yeah, you're chill. Like, you're not a big smoker, but you don't care.
No.
You're like a military chick in my mind. Like, I feel like you can go into any area, any situation, and just adapt.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're
like a chameleon.
Yeah, you're very adaptable. Like you can, I feel like I could take you into a house filled with a bunch of like thugs smoking
yeah.
blunts,
yeah.
listening to like hardcore rap, and you just chill. You
probably.
In. I really feel
I
like you
the
would.
The only place I wouldn't adapt is like a hardcore screamo metal concert.
Oh yeah,
because my throat starts to hurt just listening.
That stuff is intense. We were talking about that. I'm just like, because we were saying how chill the concert was. Like, if you had to choose between a rap concert and like a death metal, we would be like rap all day. Every day.
Every day.
It was insane for us to figure out what we could do with these. By the third day, we had it figured out.
And we knew everyone by their first name.
We knew everybody by the first name. Mm-hmm. We were walking where there weren't supposed to be people walking. That's when Terrell gave us a ride.
He gave us a ride.
On the golf
cart.
Because
he said we were so nice.
Yeah, either that or we looked like stowaways walking drunk down the little.
We weren't even. We didn't even get that drunk. And we didn't even had free drinks. And we just had a great time.
We really
did. You don't need to be drunk and stoned to have a great time.
That's true.
We really had a great time.
Even though I was stoned every day, but I'm not that
crazy.
Bad.
No.
I'm not that bad.
Not bad
I feel
all.
Like everyone says that. I feel like everyone goes, we weren't true. That drunk.
You're going to be the mom with her toddler at the music festival stoned and drunk and being like, no. I'm not that bad. Don't judge me.
I really am. Oh my God.
Your husband's going to be like pushing you in a stroller and the baby's going to be on your lap. I'm not that bad.
But like the musicians were so good. I gotta pull up this list. I mean, there was local natives. We missed a bunch because of
the band situation.
And well, also we on the way from LA to Arizona, we stopped 37 times for food. we're like, let's stop here and look at who was that general.
I don't know, but I don't think he's a good guy.
I don't think he has a museum,
which gives me hope.
the Chicorio rest stop.
That place is cool. That place was hopping. Also, the bathroom line was broken. So to be fair, it took us so long to get there because the one stop, the bathroom was almost an hour.
It was a long ass bathroom
line. I'm not even kidding.
We made friends in the line.
Every single person.
Remember that lady? She was like, listen, if you got a husband, it's okay. You can get divorced and get a couple more.
She's like, if you don't like him, it's okay. I'm on my third. Yeah. We were like,
if you got a husband and you don't like him, you get a new one. I'm on my third. And then she was like.
Bathroom talk.
What'd she say about her 20s?
Oh.
She was like, oh man, if I knew then,
I wouldn't wear clothes at all.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Man, my 20s were the best. If I knew then what I know now, I would have been naked the whole time. It's like, oh man, please keep your shirt on. Yeah. Holy hell, keep your shirt on. Her titties were down to her knees.
Yeah.
She was intense.
Yeah, but she was having a great time in line at the bathroom.
Okay, we saw Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
That was a last night.
He was good.
We missed the Counting Crows.
I know. I'm pulling up the list too.
We missed a lot of bands because we were too busy stuffing our face at the rest stops along the way. But we caught the local natives. They were amazing. Lord Huron, we caught just in time.
Oh,
on.
So good.
Was that Saturday? I think that was Saturday.
Yeah.
Lord Huron is so good live.
So good.
Eagles of Death Metal, even though it wasn't necessarily my type of music, they were so, so dope. Eagles of Death Metal, I would recommend if you're into that music and you haven't heard of them. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a punk metal.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We had different types of music. They had kind of soft rockish. They had more chill vibes. I don't even know what you would call. Like, what do the Decemberists and local natives and.
Yeah, those are like.
Citizen Cope fall under.
Emotional. I cry at all their music. There's at least one
it's
of
so
their songs.
Chill.
It really is chill. And let's see, who else did we see? We saw.
Yeah, local natives were great.
Mount Joy was so good. They were on that side field.
Yeah.
The Head and the Heart is an amazing band. They're out of Seattle. Avett Brothers we missed.
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age were so dope. Those were the ones that shut it all down, the Avett Brothers, Queens of the Stone Age, and Chris Stapleton. And then we were so lucky to be able to chill with Cope and the band.
Yeah. Citizens Cope was amazing.
Citizen Cope is they're so good. I've loved their music for a long time.
Yeah.
Did you know their music before we went?
I knew of their music, but I didn't know them as much as I know now. But I knew of them, but I didn't listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
But now I will.
They're one of my favorites.
They're great.
And you know, last time I saw them, I went with my boo, and we went and saw them at the St. Rock in Hermosa Beach. And what happened that night was I got his VIP, and I was so excited because he loves the band so much, and I surprised him with it. And so the girl who runs it, Jessica Sheen, shout out, my girl. Hey, how you doing, girl? The girl who runs booking St. Rock had a little spot for us in the front. Now, it's a small venue, so most of the seats are really good. I mean, yeah. It's standing room only, but most of the viewpoints are pretty decent. And she saved us a little space up front, and I was so excited because I was like, yo, he's going to be able to see him up close. So she brings us up there, and as she's inching us to where we're going to stand, I had taken a sip of beer, and I got so excited that we were so close, but I choked as I was trying to say something to my man, and I went to go turn to say something to him, and as I choked, I spit my whole beer out on this gentleman that was standing on the side of the stage. Cope was up doing an acoustic set, and so I had spit all over this man, and I laughed, and he was laughing. He was nice enough to laugh, but
didn't
I
didn't get mad.
He didn't get mad. I spit my whole beer up on him. It literally dripping from his fucking face, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I was like, I was so excited to be here. He goes, I know, I saw it on your face. That's why I'm not mad. I could see on your face you were so excited to be so close, and I'm so happy. And I was like, you listen to this? He's like, yeah, I love this music. I love it. And then Cope introduces the band, and it was his fucking keyboardist. Shout out,
put
bro.
Up on stage with a wet face. Freshly wet.
Shout out to our new friend, Brew, for going up.
So then what happened was after Citizen Cope played the other night, we're backstage.
Chilling.
And Jesse walks up to
Clarence
and was like, oh, I got to tell you the story. He knew the whole story already.
Yeah, and the whole band apparently.
The whole band knew the story.
The tour manager, even Brew's friends who was friends of the band.
Everyone knew.
They're like, oh, you're the girl?
And then Brew comes up and Jesse's like, I got to tell you, one of your band. He goes, that was me.
I didn't know which one it was.
It was dark. He was like, that was me. And it was so wonderful because he remembered so clearly. And he was so, so sweet about it. And we hung and talked for a while.
Oh, God. Then we just chilled with them. Yeah. Just shot the shit. Yeah. It was so fun.
So cool.
It really was so amazing. But, like, the desert, honestly, I don't get it, why people are living out there.
You know what, though? I will say, I was starting to appreciate it more on the drive back. I think maybe it takes a couple of days because I think it's so unlike anything I've seen before. At first, we were both like, why are all the buildings and the houses the same color?
Everything's the color of
dirt. It blends in. And then as we were leaving, we were like, oh, because there's nothing else like this anywhere.
Right.
Which
that
makes
terrain.
It kind of special.
Yeah, because all you see is cactuses. Cacti?
I guess. A cacti. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's right. You've been saying cacti. I think it's right.
I wouldn't bet on it.
But it was just like all these, like, you know, desert plants, and then you'd see like a Target.
But it would barely say
you'd
Target.
Barely
it would be literally hidden behind the cacti bushes.
It kind of feels like at any point all those cacti are just going to come to life and attack people.
I just felt like I was in the Alamo.
It does.
And I'm like looking for a shopping mall. I'm like a scouting to attack, and they're just blending in so no one can find them. Still got that dust?
Honestly, it was like just my eyes were dripping.
Your eyes were crying.
I'm crying right now. I was crying out of my one eye socket.
And mine were swollen. I mean, we looked like a hot mess.
We really did.
We looked.
Fuck. I mean, then one day we decided to wear, like, you wore your beautiful flowy dress.
I did.
And my shorts, it was freezing as shit.
Oh, man. I had brought my sweater every night, and I'll tell you what, Arizona nights are so warm.
They're so warm.
We're used to California or LA, it's super hot days and then really cold nights.
Yeah. Carlin's like just making that. He's so jealous.
He's snoring.
It's like I just got home and he wants. No. You better stay right there. Carlin, you get back in your bed and lay down. Be a good boy, stay. Son of a bitch.
He's so jealous because I think last time you were there, you brought them, right?
I brought all of them.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're bitter.
It's so funny because I told you on the way there how much Tammy and I are alike.
Yeah, so much.
Like, we got the blonde.
Yeah.
Little, like, deadpan.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I wouldn't call you deadpan.
I'm not really deadpan.
But you guys have the same sense of humor. Yes. Totally straightforward.
Three dogs.
Yeah. One big, two little.
Yeah.
Yeah. One girl, two boys.
She's
wonderful.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Yeah, and then like her kid, Tanner, was doing his magic tricks.
He's great, man.
I
could not figure them out. 14.
14?
And he was killing it.
Do you remember when he was doing his magic tricks? And I just asked him, like, do you think I'm pretty? And he just was like,
yeah, how'd that go?
I'm not going to answer that right now. Yeah. It's like, you're going to answer in 4 years? Because I'm going to be knocking on that door when you're 18. Yeah.
And he wouldn't even look at her.
No.
Poor guy.
I know. It's so terrible. And his dad gives him just as much shit.
Yeah. And then he goes, they're too old for me.
Ouch.
How old do you think we are?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's 14, but.
I mean, that doesn't stop a lot of teachers.
That's true.
I might have to become an earth science teacher.
Maybe jeez.
If I tell him that, maybe he'll change his tune.
I mean, he was doing great with the cards, though.
He really was.
He was great.
He's
and then
cute.
Noah.
Noah.
He's a pretty cool kid.
Yeah. They're a great family.
Yeah, they really are.
And they care about comedy. That's why I love their comedy club so much, because they care about the art of comedy.
Yeah.
They always book comedians they're fans of first.
Yeah.
And Rick is a comic, was a comic years ago.
And where are all of their comedy clubs?
House of Comedy in Arizona, House of Comedy in Mall of America in Minneapolis, and then they have the Comic Strip in West Edmonton Mall in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which I will be at. I probably should tell you guys when I'm going to be there. It's at the end of the year. I'm going to be in both clubs. The first week of August, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in AZ. And then the first weekend of September, I will be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, September 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, I'll be in Arizona. So check that out, House of Comedy AZ and the Comic Strip in Canada. But they've always been very, very supportive. And then, like, on the trip, you and I were just, you know, we started talking about this little horror short that we want to do. We were able to do all these, like, just we collab very well.
Yeah.
We click. I saw your butt. You saw my butt.
I did. Yeah, we did. I mean, that's bonding.
It really is bonding.
We ate Chipotle on the first day, and that, I think it set us off for the whole weekend.
Bad idea.
Maybe that was the swollen eyes.
Maybe our eyes, we were just working out the Chipotle gas.
The farts.
The whole time.
Yeah. I mean, also, Jessie is probably the only other girl I've met in my entire life who eats, if not the same as me, more than me. Which I think is pretty amazing because she's half my size.
Thank you for letting people know that I eat. Everyone assumes that I starve myself because I'm a skinny
bitch.
I will be
the first to tell everybody that she eats so much.
I stuff my face.
And she still looks amazing.
And I still fart. You look amazing too.
I mean, I fart though.
You have duck butt.
I do. But you do too.
I do.
But mine are short.
Yours are short, and also I feel like they can kind of peel paint off the wall.
Probably could.
Yeah. You were in the bathroom and I heard this. That's what her farts sound like.
Yep.
I was like, did somebody let a duck? Are there ducks in Arizona?
Well, then you. And I was like, did you eat the duck?
This asshole. Yeah. Burr, burr. And then I'm just like, burr, 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 burr. And you're like, burr, burr.
So that's our new group. We're going to be at the Innings Fest. Next year, we'll be headlining Saturday night. Be sure to come check us out.
The duck butts.
Bup. Special talent.
You know, sometimes you just got to let it out.
All natural, baby.
You just got to like let it flow.
Yeah.
You know, and then we also saw a lot of crazy drivers on the highway.
Okay. Arizona people, you're wonderful.
You.
Your drivers, I think they might be worse than LA in the sense that they just merge lanes. They don't put their turn signals on. And also your lanes just end.
They just end. Yeah, remember that lane? It just ended
multiple times.
Okay, bring the bone over and say, "Come on," because you're growling over there like a maniac. Give me your bone.
So bitter.
He's so bitter that I was gone all weekend. Mm. I mean, holy hell! Are y'all set there? Here, you want to sniff into the microphone?
Say hello.
There you go. Happy now? It's like what you said. Remember
about
what
respect.
You said.
And everybody wants to be respected.
They just want to be acknowledged
and
heard.
Mm-hmm.
People just want a little, look, now he's fine. He's going back to his bed. He'll fucking be back over here in a minute because he's such an
attention whore.
No,
maybe not, though, because when you show, it's like kids and dogs are similar, and I think that's why certain adults act the way they do. People act out when they just want to be respected, and now most people feel respected as they feel heard and listened to.
And you work with kids a lot.
A lot.
And
yeah, and I think that some of the, quote, worst behaved kids, not always. I'm not going to say always, but a lot of them, their parents don't give them the time of day.
They're not being, you know? They don't have any attention.
Yeah. And it doesn't take a lot literally to listen to somebody. I mean, I don't even know how many people this weekend alone at a gas station or at a restaurant, and you're just like, hey, how's your day? And they will tell you.
Yeah. And they're almost shocked that you ask.
Yeah.
Because people don't talk as much.
No.
But in smaller towns, they're more sociable.
That's true.
Like LA, everyone's like on their grind.
That's true. But I also feel like tourist stops, people just, tourists seem very entitled most of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's their way or no way, and they want to get places quickly. And we saw people treating restaurant staff very poorly.
I mean, that guy with the fucking... Dude. I'm not going to... Listen, I'm sorry. If I see a guy without any socks and loafers on, you're a goddamn asshole.
And
you were raised horribly.
Asking... He was trying to take a picture of his iced coffee of the waitress.
I need to take a picture of my mocha grande.
Milk into his coffee, and he couldn't get the picture right, so he was asking her to dump it out and bring more
with full flash.
Full flash in the restaurant.
It's like 10 a.m.
Like, buddy,
in his red polo and his sandals without yes. with shoes without socks. You monster,
dude. First of all, get your fashion in order before
Chad.
You can take. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, get your fashion in order.
I can't take you seriously right now.
He's asking her to redo it.
Redo it. Made her go dump out the coffee and bring a new one.
He did?
Yeah, for free.
He probably didn't even tip.
Oh, probably
people like that don't
not.
Tip. And then he was taking pictures of it outside.
Outside. That was, I think, the third cup.
What is this guy doing?
Dude, don't be a Chad.
Don't be a Chad.
That sounds like a good book.
Yeah.
Of, like, how to treat people with respect.
Yeah.
Don't be a Chad.
Yeah, if you're that guy who wears loafers without socks, here's some stuff for you.
Yeah. I don't actually know a Chad, so that works well.
I don't know a Chad either. Yeah. That does work well. No. But if I can see Chad.
He's a Chad.
Yeah, he had a coif hairdo.
Yeah, he did.
Like a 19, like yeah. a Friends background actor.
But he looked young.
He did.
Like, too young for that.
Yeah, but he probably also was raised by very well-off parents. He probably was raised by a nanny in
Yeah, you know what?
In Arizona. Yeah, some Mexican nanny.
You know, it's my fault for not getting the photo, so you go dump that coffee out that I didn't pay for and bring me another one.
And no tip.
That was the...
Like, no yeah. tip?
It's like, rude.
And those girls, because of small-town niceness...
They were so sweet.
They were so sweet.
So sweet.
I ordered two breakfasts every day.
Every single day. Yeah, she did. And when she says two breakfasts, she doesn't mean a parfait and then a bowl of fruit.
A parfait! What the fuck is a parfait?
Yogurt and fruit.
Parfait sounds like what your ass sounds like.
That was pretty good.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Sound effects yeah. by Jessie May.
We wear yeah. many hats.
So many hats. We're for hire.
You wear a thousand fucking hats.
For hire. I can't do sound effects, though.
Yeah, you can.
So I'll outsource to you.
You learn fast.
I do.
You do. You're like an AI. Are you real?
I actually work undercover.
I've never seen you bleed. I only saw a scab on your leg that could be fake.
No, that for sure was bleeding. I got bit by a dog the day we were going to Arizona.
Yeah, you texted me. I was like, I just got bit by a dog. I'm like, bitch, don't you try and jip out on me.
Oh, I'm not jipping out. A dog in Venice literally lunged and bit my leg, and you can see the teeth marks.
Yeah,
it was pretty impressed.
It's a bad bite, and you didn't even say anything.
I was so frozen. I was like, And then the dog's owner's friend fist pounded me and was like, yeah, way to be so calm and chill. And my first thought was, that is such a Venice thing to say. Your fucking dog just bit my leg and you're fist pounding me for being so calm.
Like what?
What's wrong with you?
I'm bleeding from my shins.
It bit through my pants. It ripped my pants. But yeah, fist pound me for being so calm.
Like, why do I think that's so funny?
It was ridiculous. So anyway, I survived.
But I'm not sure. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. I don't know if he had his shots up to date. So we'll check in next week.
So we're just check back next week to see if she got dog AIDS.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe.
Oh my God.
For medical expenses.
We've decided, because one of your many skills besides acting, producing, and just being an overall amazing person is your photography skills.
Oh, yes.
And so we're going to collab together on... a booty calendar.
Yeah.
Because I take those booty shots.
That's right.
And you actually, it was your idea. You're like, you know, you should put this together as a calendar. Yep. Because who wouldn't love a fresh butt every month?
Every month, a new, same butt, new background.
Same butt, new background.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, America.
That's right.
It's coming your way.
Coming your way.
Stocking stuffer. Fold that sucker up and give it to grandma.
Check back in the fall.
Check back in. We have so many projects we want to work on.
We actually wrote like an outline.
For our short.
Of what to do this week.
Oh yeah, no,
for all the different projects.
Yeah. We got like 37 things we want to do. That's my great. Number, by the way.
That is your new number, isn't it? 37
for everything.
Yeah. Meal stops.
Yep.
That is about how many times we
stopped. Yeah, we stopped about 37 times.
It's supposed to be a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, it took us about 3 days.
Stretched that sucker out. Yeah, I think we were in the car as long as we were at the festival.
And we saw the cutest RV.
Oh, we also were researching every RV we passed. We Googled and looked up the price. First of all, RVs cost the same amount as homes.
Fancy homes, too. Well, not
not in
fancy.
LA.
No, not.
But in the Midwest.
Like in Syracuse, it's a mansion.
Yeah, you can buy a nice house for $100,000 in the Midwest.
Like, I want to do...
And that is how much RVs cost.
Yeah. And my man and I have been talking about going in an RV for a while.
Yeah.
And so now I just... I look for them all the time. And this one was a Ford Gemini.
That one was nice. That one, though, you pull it behind your car.
No, that was the Casita.
Oh, yeah. See, the Gemini I forget everything if I don't write it down. You're right.
The one that it was driven was so cute.
So I like the driven one so that you can be driving and your crew can be
taking
hanging
a shit
in the RV and still talking.
I can hear your duck butt in the back.
Exactly. See, that's friendship.
I'm in the front driving and you're in the back going, burr, burr,
hello.
Burr. I'm like, Sarah, are you okay? And you're like, burr.
Exactly. It's like Morse code.
You're like, parf.
Right?
Exactly. But I was like,
like sign language.
We were trying to guess how much it was, and I said the Gemini.
You thought it was $30,000,
and you're like,
I don't think so.
I think it's gonna be a little bit more. $105,000.
Oh, pretty sure base was like $117,000.
Holy hell!
Yeah.
I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah.
For a house that you could die in just sitting in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might as well be in a house that you can die in traveling.
That's true. I mean, it just looks fun.
And I think that's why so many of the broken down homes in Arizona that we passed, they all had RVs out front.
They did.
Didn't they?
Yep. They did.
I'm like, well, that house probably cost $20.
The house cost 7 cents because it was like, it was a lean-to.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like something I could build and I can't even put together IKEA furniture. So.
I can't either. Like literally, it looks like somebody went and just found two sheets of wood. I don't even know if that's a type of wood, but like leaned
it up.
I'm sure
it is. It's like a tent.
Yeah.
It's now, we're not talking Scottsdale, Tempe, or Phoenix.
No.
We're talking like three hours outside of Arizona where all the dust, devil dicks
The devil
are
dicks
going,
are circling.
Circling. And there's birds around it. I mean, I kept thinking things were dying.
Yeah, it looks like everything's dead in the desert. Yeah.
Also, you got to put a sign up. If there's no gas station or rest stop for
let
2 hours,
bitch know.
You let a got to warn us.
Warn a hoe.
We eat 9 times a day.
We literally stopped.
We can't hold it that long.
I'm taking a shit at every stop.
Every stop.
You got to let me know. I'm going to be turtle heading for 3 hours.
We can't drive under those conditions.
No, not in this dry ass desert.
No, and then we had a car accident and we're backed up and we can't go anywhere.
Come on. Not with these duck butts.
Come on.
We're coming through.
Duck butt crew coming through.
Duck butt crew. The DBC is coming through.
That's right.
Move over.
I can't do it. You're the sound effects person.
Parf. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
So glad we figured out our band name.
Oh, we figured it out, man.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
It was so fun.
We didn't drink a lot because we drove back every night.
Yeah.
So that's why we were keeping it, you know, respectful.
Yeah, mellow.
And also, like, you kind of want to remember the weekend a little bit.
And we were just having a good time. It's just the two of us. We went not knowing anybody else, really. And we made friends with everybody. And
I think
you just have a better time when you're not wasted. You know, the little buzz hanging out.
Yeah, a little buzz hangout.
But you remember everybody's names.
Say hi to babies.
Sometimes. Say hi to their moms.
Fist pound the baby that's passed out, wasted.
Wasted. You're drunk. Yep.
She didn't even give you.
She didn't even smile. She didn't. She was just like walked away. I was like, jeez. I'm going to be a cool mom.
Yeah, maybe she was mad that she brought the kid. Maybe she regretted
it. I bet. She's like, fucking babysitter bailing on me.
I guarantee you 9 out of 10
that's
of those parents.
Sucks. That's true.
That's what happened.
You know what? I didn't think about that. Judge them first.
You know,
that's
we judge them first. Those tickets weren't cheap.
They weren't. Yeah. You know what though? But I will say they weren't cheap, but it for a music festival with great lineup, it was affordable.
Yeah.
I think a 3-day pass for general admission was $115.
That's not that
for
bad.
For the weekend.
This was my first music festival.
Yeah, this was her first. And I've been to a lot of music festivals. Not a lot, but a decent amount.
Yeah.
And this was so fun. Another thing about this music festival, this was the first one that they had. This was the first inning. I'm really excited for next year. There was so much space.
So much space.
So a lot of music festivals, it's really crowded and there's no place to, you know, it's just too crowded and you can't sit down. There were so many places to sit down. To sit down and to stand and so many bars. So none of the bar lines were crazy. So many food vendors. So you weren't waiting in line, honestly, probably more than like 5-10 minutes.
No.
Really.
And it was still really well attended.
So, I mean, it was packed.
It was.
But it was so spread out. Maybe because it's Arizona. I haven't been there before. Maybe that's...
I don't know. I don't know.
But they did a great job.
And the other thing, because you've been to many music festivals, I felt like the sound was like studio quality.
It was great. And it had 3 stages. That's another thing. So... stages playing closest to each other, since it was three stages, they never had music playing at all of them at the exact same time.
So you had to shift a little.
But it kept everyone moving, and also the music wasn't playing over each other, and also if you wanted to really see every single band, you could see part of them.
Yeah.
Which was pretty neat. So there were two stages playing at all times at the three. So you could
the ones
rotate.
That were furthest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's pretty neat. A lot of festivals, they all overlap, and you can't really see everybody, and all three are always going. And so I thought that was really well done.
That is smart.
It was neat.
And we just like were shifting around, asking. We made friends with Jackie, the back bar.
Jackie was great.
Jackie was dope.
Yeah,
and
first she was in
brother.
VIP, then she was backstage. Her brother was like, it was like her husband's friend.
He was built like a tree.
He was a bodyguard. And when he was walking with us, we were like, can you just stay with us?
Yeah, protect us.
Yeah.
Remember that
He's a fireman.
Dude? Remember that creepy guy last
Which
night?
One?
The guy who was like, hey, girls,
oh,
I heard you were causing trouble backstage.
Oh, my gosh. This
Predator.
Dude was trying to get us to go back to his green room.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's not going to work
he
on
goes,
us, bro.
Come
like,
hang out in the green room. And then Jackie, the bartender, goes, what green room?
Yeah.
You mean the band's trailer?
The band's trailer.
Who you're sneaking into.
See, he wasn't playing.
No.
Did he even have an artist pass?
Oh, you remember he was Lil Jon's.
Little John
brand
wasn't there.
Ambassador,
but he wasn't there.
No, he was like, I run sponsorships for Little John.
He pulled out his phone and was showing his pictures, and we were like,
of Little John's, like those are Getty images from the internet.
We don't.
I don't
care.
This is your line.
This doesn't work on us.
But it works on some girls.
I can't believe it. Girls, hold yourself
Come
up
on.
To better standards.
Listen, seriously, don't say yes to these douchebags.
Just because you're backstage and just because they're backstage doesn't mean they're someone.
Yeah, assume. Always assume something. Somebody wants something from you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
And then you won't find yourself in a green room nearly as often.
Right? A green room that's not actually green. It's just a white trailer.
Yeah.
And bathrooms weren't even inside. You had to go outside the trailer to use the public bathroom.
Oh, you mean the porta potty?
The porta potty.
Is this your green room?
Looking good.
Oh my God, like I was such a douchebag. And then he like.
So rude.
He thought we were walking with him. He didn't realize we were going to the bar.
Yeah.
And then he said the line that is like a line that a creeper, like a Chad, a creeper will say.
Worse than Chad.
Ground zero for date rape. He goes, let's move this party into the green room.
And we just looked at him.
And I was like, what? Dude.
I was good.
Like, that's some creepy shit.
I'm going to hang out with Jackie
and
this guy.
I was like, yo, that's some creepy shit. Ain't nobody going in the green
And he
room.
Didn't leave. He didn't get it. He just lingered. And then in front of him, I'm looking at Jackie and Mike. And I'm like, dude, he's been following us.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get us to go. And we're like, can you tell we're not into it?
Yeah. And Jackie's the one who goes, what green room?
I love Jackie.
Because it was where all the
Jackie's
artists.
Great.
Yeah. Jackie was baller. It was where all the artists' trailers were.
Yeah.
And we're like, bro. We're friends with people.
Yeah. And we're not even going in their trailers. We're hanging outside.
It may have taken us 3 days to realize how to use
where
these
we could go.
Passes. But gosh darn it.
You know what? Innings Fest, we're ready for you next year.
We are.
We're going to have that figured out. On
we're
day
gonna
one,
be-
we're going to go straight through and be say hey to all of our friends. Stacy, I see you.
I see you. Rachel.
Rachel.
We coming for
Tony,
you.
Tony.
Terrell.
See?
We're going to be there.
We made friends with everybody except the platinum section.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, that's fine.
Those bastards in there.
You know why? It's probably no fun anyway.
No fun. They're the types of people who wear sandals with socks.
Yeah.
I judge everyone on their footwear.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I think you should judge people by their footwear. It tells a lot about their personality, their confidence,
yeah.
How they treat other people.
I don't know, but okay.
If you ever see a girl who's got unmanicured toes and they're hanging on to the front of the flip-flop,
yes,
that's a reckless girl.
But yeah.
You don't want to go out on a Friday.
You gotta take care of your toes.
Yeah.
If your girl doesn't take care of her toes, then she's probably not taking care of everything else.
No.
Right?
And if her feet look like gargoyles and she's letting them hang, maybe she's chill. Maybe she don't care. Maybe she's like, I'm
living
my truth.
Maybe she hasn't showered in 9 weeks.
Maybe she hasn't showered in 9 weeks. Maybe she's a busy bitch.
Mm.
She could be a disaster.
Busy bitch, I would say more like messy bitch.
Messy bitch.
Yeah.
Also. And then if you got a dude coming into a coffee shop in the morning at 10 a.m. with loafers and no socks, that's somebody who expects a lot from the world. It doesn't give a shit if he's funking it up with his feet funk. You know?
Yeah, I can smell that.
You coming in the coffee shop with your foot funk, demanding coffee images.
Taking pictures for your gram that probably has 9 followers.
Telling this barista to redo her milk pour because you didn't get the right shot.
You didn't get the right. Just take a video and screenshot it.
Listen, Chad, just because you picked up a photography hobby at 25 doesn't mean that you should still be walking around like an asshole.
Nope.
Move out of your mom's basement.
Yeah.
Break the cycle.
For sure.
Become an adult.
Mm.
You know?
Words of wisdom, yeah.
Yeah, and don't...
I wish we would have told you that.
We really should have. You know, it's our job to teach these people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get into your green room. We're not trying to.
Chad, I don't know what that guy's name was, but... Oh, I remember, but I'm not going to say it.
What, the guy?
It was on his shirt. He had his name on his shirt.
He did.
It was a letter.
It was V. Yeah. Victor.
I don't know.
Was it?
I don't know. It didn't say his name. He just said the letter.
That's right. It was. Yeah. I think it was Victor.
I don't know. Yeah.
Was it?
Don't be a V. Don't be a Chad. Don't be a V. If you got anything from tonight, innings festival, great. Don't be a Chad. He's a dick. And don't be a V, who's a creep. And other than that, we had a great weekend.
Oh, my God. I love you. You're my sister now. We bonded. I saw your butthole.
Farts and food.
Dry farts all weekend. That's really what it was.
Chipotle.
Yeah. Chipotle butt.
Maybe it's because we were driving in the car for 37 hours.
You keep blaming it on that. We'll go with that. 37!
Right? I know. I was waiting for you to catch that.
Man.
Yeah.
I did have fun, though. I'm glad we survived.
It was so fun. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Anytime.
Where can my people find you? Because you are an actor as well. But you're on the social media and you're on point with that.
Oh, thanks.
You got a great page.
Not currently. The one photo I just posted only has 37 likes.
What the hell?
I know,
Instagram?
And it's backstage of Citizen Cope. So
great photo.
Better get on that.
Yeah, I liked it immediately.
Hello.
Do you know where I was when I liked it?
Huh?
Because we had just gotten home.
Oh.
And we both posted.
Were you in the bathroom?
I was taking a poop.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
That's how committed I am to our friendship.
That's true friendship.
And your photography.
Yeah. But I take that as a compliment.
No, yeah, your photography is dope. Where can they find you? For real.
Sarah Brown Carter.
I mean.
Sarah with an H.
That's because you're meant to be president with a name like that.
I don't know. Can I be president if I was born in Canada? Because my history teacher in 10th grade, he was not very nice. And he told me I couldn't.
Fuck him.
I know.
Was his name Chad?
No. Ugh. You know what? It might have been. I don't know.
Sarah Brown Carter.
That's right.
My new family.
Mm.
Well, we had a good time.
We did.
And thank you to the Innings Festival for our tickets.
Yeah, Innings, you did a great, great, great job for your first festival in Tempe.
Well,
at least this one. Great job.
Amazing.
Seriously.
Job. And you guys should definitely check out, again, the bands that we love the most. I mean, Chris Stapleton's amazing. Queens of the Stone Age was that, like, metal band that was a different style. And then Head in the Heart is an amazing band. Sylvan Esso, so good. Local Natives. The Decemberists were great.
Yeah.
They had a fun song dedicated to the march on Saturday.
And wasn't it one of their band members that was wearing a cape?
Yes. Yeah, that bitch had a dope cape on.
I don't know who she was, but she was killing
with
it.
With an accordion.
With an accordion. Accordion and keyboard.
Yeah, and
she had a cape.
Baller.
I mean, we couldn't really see the front because we were backstage, but so we saw the back view, and it was awesome.
It was so awesome.
It was so good.
And the song they dedicated was called Everything... Is shit? Everything is awful.
Awful either.
Everything
horrible
is
awful.
Everything
is
awful, and that was a fun song they dedicated because the march happened on Saturday.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Lord Huron, honestly, one of my favorite artists that I've discovered in the past 3-4 years. Who else did we love?
We also met some of the guys of camp.
Camp, they were dope.
They were really sweet.
Yeah, they were
really nice guys.
Watching Citizen Cope.
And then we met them again at the bar.
That's right.
And they were very,
we did tequila
Tom
shots with
and
them.
That's right. We did
Tom and Taylor.
Tom, they were great.
Shout out to them.
Really, really nice guys.
Hanging out. And I know their band Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Really good music. Mount Joy. And last but certainly not least, one of my favorites and somebody who I am happy that I've met a few times now, Citizen Cope.
Yeah.
The lovely Clarence. Thank you.
He's so, so, so sweet.
Thank you for being gracious and hanging out with you guys. It was so fun. I'm choking.
Dust. I drank 5 water bottles in the span of maybe 5 hours last night.
I'm curious if your farts are going to still sound like ducks while you're home.
It's probably going to sound like... Probably not. I was trying to think of something that didn't sound like
you
a
know
duck.
What they're going to sound like?
Probably.